13th parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Hanuderes Hanomi Yevomo Bechaye Bailo. A woman was married to her husband, and she made a neder that she will not have anah from the brother of her husband, which basically means that when her husband dies, she's pending Yibum. This brother cannot do Yibum because she is a neder that asks her to have any anah from him. So in such a case, we force him to do the chalitza, because at the time she made the neder, she didn't have any thoughts about Yibum. She was helping her husband live a long life, and she didn't do it intentionally to remove the chiyuv Yibum. Therefore, since the Maisi right now is in a position that he cannot do Yibum, he must do the chalitza. But if she made the neder lachas misas bailo, she made the neder after she was already pending Yibum, and then she made a neder that she doesn't want to have a noah from her Yavam, who should be doing the mitzvah of Yibum, then only mevakshim v'ena shiachlitz lo. Then we just ask her to do the chalitza, but do not force her. Why? Because she did not behave properly. She should not have made this neder to force him to do the chalitza. Yeah. Okay, and it says, the Rambam says that which we don't force him to do the chalitza is only when she wants the ksuva also. You can't force him into the chalitza and then ask for the ksuva. But if she's willing to forego the ksuva, then we can't force him to do the chalitza to bring her up. If we know that she intentionally made this neder even when her husband was alive, because she was concerned of falling to Yibum to this brother, and she didn't want him to be Miyabim her, that's considered improper behavior, and therefore also we don't force her to, if her husband dies, we don't force the Yavim to do Chalitza unless she forfeits her rights to the Ksuvah.